Hello and welcome to another edition of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan. The Industrial Revolution was the start of humans' technological progress. We came up with various ways of transportation that has led us across countries, the ocean, and to see the stars. It helped rich men move fossils, various parts, and mustache wax across the globe. It's also the start of us setting the planet and ourselves on fire. Right now, the CO2 levels have reached 400 parts per million and have remained that way for a month consistently. Ralph Keeling at the Scripps Institute of Oceanography measured the levels of CO2 at Mauna Loa in Hawaii, and the levels were higher than ever before when they should be dropping. So, what does this mean? Well, it means that Hawaii is going back to the days that it was just a volcano. It means that a lot of people are going to have to change their vacation plans for 2017, and it means that this cannot be undone, and the temperature of the planet is going to continue to rise. Remember how hot it was the last few summers? You know, shirts were becoming death traps, public nudity was becoming more acceptable just for comfort. And we all were waiting for that cool breeze to come, but the breeze never came because it was at home sitting in front of air conditioning or laughing at our sweaty genitals. That's going to be forever now. Now, this is not the first time that the CO2 levels have hit 400 ppm. There was a point earlier this year that Antarctica hit those levels, which is mind-boggling because penguins have been driving around Priuses for like 4 years, okay? And they don't even know what farming is or can't even spell factory. I mean, this meant that the CO2 from our cities were making its way into remote areas of the planet. Areas of the planet that if we inhabited them, our sweaty genitals would just fall off. This was the Earth's last defense, and now that's gone. So what does this hold for our future? Aside from old dudes treating sidewalks like it's the locker room at the local gym. Well, the giant pile of garbage floating in the ocean is just going to burn up. Extinction rates are going to go way up. We all know that the polar bear is fucked. The one on the mainland on the Arctic are just going to combust. And the ones floating around on some iceberg are whale food at this point. Penguins are screwed, and that's really going to affect the animal tuxedo industry. And no one is going to be able to take magnifying glasses to anthills because the whole neighborhood might burn down. And with the loss of these animals, it's going to disrupt the food chain. If the wolf loses the caribou, then what are they going to eat? Probably that hunter that's looking for that 10-point buck out in the woods. And then they'll get a taste for human meat, and now we're going to be at war with the wolves. And even worse, what if the caribou loses the wolf? Then we'll have an even bigger problem where the caribou are just commandeering highways. And that might be the most terrifying pun you've ever heard. Rising ocean levels will mean approximately 13 million people will lose their homes. Or these people will start moving inland, so the population will start getting denser. I mean, I guess the positive of this is that we'll have to give up racism for the sake of survival, you know, because white people and black people and brown people are all going to have to live and share one space since we're literally going to be living on top of each other. Eventually, the whales will take over our former cities and we'll be at war with the whales. Free telecom, they'll yell. Eat Trump, we'll yell. And they're not going to want to eat that garbage, not after they've had the taste of that sweet, sweet polar bear in their system. With rising temperatures also means a rise in mosquitoes and malaria. Now, we barely got over swine flu, bird flu, mad cow disease, Zika, Ebola, and a possible Mitt Romney run for presidency again. Can we really afford another fauna-based epidemic? I mean, the Earth has been throwing these diseases at us for years as a warning to get our act together. And now we just doomed ourselves. We just punched ourselves in our own sweaty genitals, and the Earth is laughing at us as it installs central air to correct the environment after we are done for. And these issues are only the tip of the iceberg. And all of this will be caused because we as a species lack foresight. the foresight to see that the Industrial Revolution could have been something so much more. It could have been something really amazing. Like, it could have been the start of true progress and innovation. It didn't have to mean that we were just burning fossil fuels and sticking to outdated ideas. It could actually mean that we could start thinking more progressively and find solutions to these problems. We don't have to live in this sticky, flooded, hot mess. We can ensure that this problem doesn't get any worse. We can find a solution through the spirit of the Industrial Revolution. We can use alternative energy sources that we've been working on, like solar, wind, and even nuclear. I mean, if we can't come together now, then our lack of foresight will force us into it. And eventually the oceans will rise, and the whales will eat us if the wolves don't get us first. And at that point, it won't matter how sweaty our genitals are, because we would have caused our own extinction. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in Louisiana, Texas, and Tennessee. You can go and find out all those dates at ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N noodlescomedy.com. You can also check out my new podcast, Taboo Table Talk, on iTunes, Stitcher, and Libsyn. And you can check out my Patreon to support my new podcast, this video series, and socially conscious stand-up comedy at patreon.com/krishmohan. Ha ha. Thanks for getting into it.